Well, first of all, I'd just like to clarify that this was just my opinion, which was raised by my colleague, Mr. Graham Watson, who was participating in this meeting. And this was just a proposal for a debate and discussion. Should European Parliament take different actions or activities in this field? And possibly to discuss also the sanctions that concerns the visa policy. And of course, this idea has got quite broad ground in this house. And now, after 1 week, still the discussions on this matter are continuing. And of course, we have to keep in mind that in the plenary in December in Strasbourg, we decided to support the idea that in principle the European Union could introduce the visa ban against those high officials in the Russian Federation who were involved in the death of Sergei Magnitsky. You know, the lawyer who was just taken to the death in the Russian prison 1 year ago. So this is some kind of parallel. The proposal has the idea, and keeping in mind the parallel with the proposal in Sergei Magnitsky's case. And as I said, this is now the matter of discussion and debate between the members of the European Parliament within different groups, working groups, and then we are just following the developments in Russia since last 1 month, when all things starting from Khodorkovsky and Lebedev verdict ending up with the arrest of Nemtsov have taken place. So we simply follow now the case. And one more thing I'd like to tell you is that yesterday, when we had the plenary debate with President Manuel Barroso, then the leader of the ALDE group, Mr. Guy Verhofstadt, raised the issue in his question to President Barroso, the issue in general, the lack of rule of law in Russian Federation, the lack of fair trial, and other things.
You mentioned support for your proposal among your MP colleagues, but are you aware of any reaction from the Office of High Representative for Foreign Affairs?
Yes, it's you see, it's we should take it very calmly. I mean that the proposal what was done last week takes some time in order to be realized, because as I said, it was just an idea which was put into the air, and now this idea, this proposal, is living its life here in the European Parliament, and it takes some time till it can be really concluded here on as proposal, which could be forwarded either to High Representative or Commission in general or Council. But it's too early to say now which kind of form this proposal will end up. But once again, we are working on this.
Do you think imposing sanctions against Russian officials is a probable scenario in the future, in light of we all know close ties of Prime Minister Vladimir Putin with many Western European leaders?
Yeah, well, it's well, always predicting is not really the best way of dealing things, but I don't know yes or not. I can't answer it to you in the moment, but the only thing what I can do is to just recall that we, as the European Union, already have the experience of putting the visa sanctions against President Lukashenko. And as you may know, we are now reintroducing the visa ban against, again, President Lukashenko and the members of his regime, the high officials. We are just going to debate this issue this afternoon in the European Parliament. And next week, I guess that the European Commission will already take the concrete